Save me some broccoli.
Great.
We're nicer.
Good work. Thanks, y'all. I believe that brings us to agenda item D2. I'm assuming there's not a staff presentation.
There's not. There's now just the opportunity for the mayor and board to discuss appointments to the advisory boards.
Okay.
All right.
Should we post?
Are there any motions or?
What if we just go?
Go ahead.
I would like to, when we get to the greenways, before we get into the particulars of the appointments, if we could spend a few minutes talking about the process of how we make those appointments.
All right. Lydia, did you have a motion?
No, no.
Oh.
No, I was waiting.
Just waving.
Just waving. With her Mardi Gras beads.
All right.
Just start at the top?
Yeah. Somebody make a motion.
I'd like to move that we appoint Richard Ellington, Catherine Devine, and Joseph Collins to the Board of Adjustment.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the matter passes unanimously.
That was the easy one.
All right. Make a harder one.
I move that we appoint nobody to the ETJC for the Board of Adjustment.
No, been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, matter passes unanimously.
Now, planning board. I have.
I move we appoint Adam Schaefer, Braxton Fushi, Jessica Farrar, and Richard Jamie Field.
I'll second.
Second.
Sorry, so that was Richard Jamie Field, Jessica Farrar.
Braxton Fushi.
And Adam Schaefer.
And Dan seconded that?
I did.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously.
I'll move Seth Lejeune. I don't know how to pronounce
this.
You're skipping the parents.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll move commission. To appoint all of the applicants, Sarah Andrews and Raymond Conrad, for the appearance commission.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Are those receipts expiring in 2015?
I
why don't we put don't both of them to the 2014 seat?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, okay. Does that make sense?
That does. Usually these appointments are for 3 years. Just want to throw that out there. These are the annual February appointments, so making those appointments to the 2014 seats would be making appointments to vacant, unexpired terms. So
let's do it that way for the moment.
Sure.
Yeah. Suggest.
I'm okay with that.
All right. It's been moved by Sammy. Is there a second?
I second it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously.
And I'll move to appoint Seth to the Transportation Advisory
Second
Board.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously.
I'd like to move that we appoint Cassandra Hayen.
Hayen.
I'm sorry.
Maybe.
And Eric Allman to the 2015 seats of the Parks and Rec Commission, Victoria Dene to the 2014 seat, and Doris Morrell to the 2013 seat of the Recreation.
I want to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I'm going to vote against this because we have a longstanding policy of two terms unless there are extenuating circumstances. I think, Doris Morrell, who's been done wonderful service on recreation and parks, has been there a long time, and we do have another applicant who could take that seat, and so it's my belief that we should make the change at this time and show our appreciation to Doris for her service. But I think we have that policy, and unless someone has a compelling argument, of why we shouldn't follow it, I'm going to vote against the motion.
Okay, I hear you, but I keep the motion as stands. The other applicant did not come to any meetings.
All right, anybody have a novel comment on this topic?
I also think the other applicant, if I remember right, has only lived here a month or two, just kind of getting their feet wet in the town.
And of course, Doris has enormous experience, although, you know, I see the concern about having some new blood, but when you compare it to, you know, someone without the experience, I think Doris should be reappointed.
Jennifer's been here for more than a month. Like, her application came in August. And I agree with Dan. I'm going to support an alternative to that proposal, just because I do think it is important. And though I've been on the Recreation and Parks Commission and value Doris's longstanding commitment and her contribution to that board and all the time she's given to it, I do think it's important to, and the whole time I was there, we've never had an opportunity where we had a choice, like this many people applying for the for this board, this commission. So it's a great opportunity that I think we should take advantage of.
I'm sorry. The reason I thought she was here a month was because she said she'd lived here a month, but now I see up above it was dated August. So right. That's where I was dated a month. So
she had lived here a month
in
when
August.
She applied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the motion was from, remind me who made the motion?
I did.
Jackie made the motion, which was Doris Morrell for the 2013 seat. Who was the 2014 seat?
Victoria
Dene, and then the 2015 seat was
Cassandra and Eric.
Cassandra Hain and Eric Allman.
Allman, yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
All right, the matter passes 5-2. Who was the seconder on that, by the way?
I was.
Okay, thanks very much. All right, let's skip down to Human Services Commission. Is there a motion?
I'll move to appoint Daniel Grubman, Patricia Young, and Mary Weiss to the Human Services Commission.
Second.
Right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. ESC.
So on the ESC, our motion needs to include designating Jennifer McMillan as the downtown resident, because none of the new people are downtown resident, but she is.
Because she's not on this.
She's not on the list for some reason.
No, she's a serving member.
Oh, okay.
I see.
So, but
gotcha.
She's yeah. not designated as the deputy. But
gotcha.
What the town code says is there needs to be a downtown resident. Doesn't
right.
mean you need to appoint someone specifically
okay.
saying that. We just need to have one.
All right. And she lives on Oak Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown.
Right. And so, I would include that in the motion, plus the appointment of the Sarah Blackman, Arthur Ramsey, mm-hmm. and Christopher Butler, with Bevan being the business owner among that group.
It doesn't look, the version of the agenda I'm looking at doesn't give that many spaces.
Does yeah, there are three.
Jenny out of there. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, because
Jenny's
already there.
Jenny's already there.
Jenny's sitting there. It's just the part about Jenny is just a clarification.
Okay, and so then, which of them is being appointed to which of these seats? That I'm looking at.
So Jenny's downtown.
Jenny's the downtown resident, but she's not being appointed. She's already there.
Right. We're just moving her.
Right.
Okay.
So Bevan is the business owner, and the other two are at large.
At large.
Okay.
So it includes all. It's just.
All right. I find that slightly. Oh, because Jenny. Jenny is currently at large.
Right.
Right.
I got you.
And she's switching
okay.
her designation.
Because it says one seat at large here, but it'd be two. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right, great.
Sorry.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Thanks.
Can I? Who seconded that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Environmental Advisory Board, two seats.
I'd like to appoint Matthew Hornsberger and Jeff Gisler.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Arts Committee?
With the Arts Committee, I have an odd motion. I'd like to move that we appoint Clara Jackson and Chris Beecham, but I've been asked to ask if we could please add another seat. I think we can do that without a change to the ordinance.
Another seat for John Ross.
Mr. Attorney?
I think the Arts Commission is easier to add a seat to.
The proposal here is to appoint all three of these people, although there are only two vacant seats identified right now on the Arts Commission. Is that something we can do, or what?
Appoint three people to sit in two seats? Is that what you're asking?
For the Arts Commission.
Well, it's Mardi Gras, the Mardi Gras exception.
I think
it doesn't take much in a public hearing to change the membership of the Arts Commission. I mean, you can, in a few minutes, I could pen such an amendment if you want. In other words, if you want to enlarge the Arts Commission, you can do that without much difficulty.
Okay.
If you give me a minute to go find the.
We could continue moving forward and next week appoint this guy, or
I take it that the motion is to appoint Clara and Chris.
Yes.
To request the town attorney bring us tonight or later tonight or else on another night ordinance amendment that would allow for a third person to be appointed to the Arts Committee.
Well, can I ask a question? Do we typically have an Arts Center rep? Because if we don't, maybe we just make that into it, or I don't know.
No, because we're moving towards having that again, and because things have been complicated, that hasn't been active in a while, but we're hoping that in the near future that will be reactivated.
And is that someone who works there, or is on their board, or either, or just someone who knows what's going on there?
It's generally somebody who works there.
Okay, and so none of these three work?
No.
All right.
No.
And Lydia, just to clarify, that seat is specified by the town code.
Okay.
All right, so the motion is, unless you correct me, that we appoint Clara and Chris and that we request
an additional seat to the Arts Commission.
An additional seat be added.
Yes.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. All right. Greenways Commission.
Yeah, the concern I want to raise was we had some issues a few years ago about, at the time we were still getting recommendations for advisory board chairs, and there was some discomfort around certain appointments, and it was creating an issue where there was a desire on this board to appoint certain people or not appoint certain people based on information we had, but also concern about what was really like a personal situation of not wanting to offend a chair who was making recommendations to want to honor what they were doing. And my own understanding of that history is that the concerns we had about those particular appointments that we didn't act on under those circumstances were in fact borne out subsequently, and Randy and I actually were very involved together in agitating around that, so I'm sort of sure you recall what I'm talking about. And I think we're in the same situation. This is like the last lingering condition of that. It says in the town code, if you read the Greenway section, it says all seats were appointed by the Board of Aldermen. That's very clear. But yet, we have this kind of ambiguous notion of these reps from advisory boards. And I think what I would like us to discuss is whether we need to continue to treat the Greenways Commission from any other advisory board in this way, and if we shouldn't just have nine members as appointed by the Board of Aldermen to serve, and that we would continue in that way into the future. because we don't do this sort of thing for any other board at this time that I'm aware of, and I just don't see what the need is to continue to do this for the Greenway. So I guess I'd like to hear, you know, if others share that concern and might want to consider that kind of change.
Well, as I understand it, it still is a decision by the board. The asterisks say this is a recommendation. Is that correct?
Right, it's a recommendation, but it's in that vague area. You know, I got a call from Randy before our last meeting, who was like, well, you know, we have to support what these groups are doing because these appointments are important to those members, and we don't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, it was basically that I think the word you used was we don't want to upset people. And I don't want to upset people either. And I think this is a process that leads us to make decisions on the question of whether or not we might upset someone. That's the wrong way to make a decision for us. We should make a decision on what's in the best interest of the town and what's going to give us a smoothly functioning board. And particularly, you know, our last round of appointments, I think we took care to want to kind of dial things down on the Greenways Commission and make it a board that would have less of a feeling of intensity about it. And so if that's a, you know, if that's a situation where, again, we're being told that decisions on appointments might upset people, I think that's not the direction we're wanting to go in on that. So that's why I feel like we should make this change, that it's just, you know, maybe it won't be a problem this time, but it might be. And I think, you know, we're just asking for it in the future.
I'm sorry, what order?
Jackie
and then Lydia, thank you.
I appreciate what you're saying, and I think that it merits being looked at. I remember why we decided that we needed these two on the Greenways Commission, and it made sense, and it makes sense that we need input from those groups. I feel that at this point in time, we have asked for a recommendation from those committees to be appointed to the Greenways Commission. I still think that it's valid to have liaisons from those two to the Greenways Commission. So at this point, I would like to support those appointments and have a discussion later on about whether or not that's the way we want to continue to go. But we have already asked them to recommend appointing representatives, and they have done that, and I'm inclined to honor those appointments this evening.
Let me just clarify. I did say to Dan that I thought folks would be upset, specifically folks on the advisory boards, that the majorities put these folks forth. And it's an interesting interpretation that you have. I had a different interpretation of the Greenways charge. And we appointed these folks to their respective boards. That was the appointment. Now their advisory boards are asking them to be representatives to the Greenway Commission. And we are asked to support that. And that's how I see it.
That's not what the town code says.
Well, we've made the initial appointment, and now we made the appointment for them to be on the boards that they're on. They have been recommended to us for approval to the Greenway Commission, and now it is up to us to appoint them to the Greenway Commission.
Or not appoint them.
But my point is that their boards have, their board majorities have chosen them as representatives, and I support their boards.
Lydia and then Sammy. And Michelle.
Okay, so, well, I think now four of the nine members of the Greenways Commission then are liaisons from our boards. I mean, right now we've got TAB, EAB, there's also Planning Board and
Rexham Park,
right. So, and I like
like Randy and Jackie said, I mean, I kind of, I've always just kind of viewed it as, I don't want to say a rubber stamp, but that's kind of what it is. This is who the commission, this is who they're saying they want to appoint, and that's the way I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't viewed it. We've only gotten one application. I mean, we've viewed it, I have viewed it in the context of this is their selection for the board, and it's someone we've already approved in some way to sit on one of our boards.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
But I do think that is it is presenting a problem now, though, just because of the nature of the way we now evaluate our appointments. You know, when we look at our appointments, when we look at we, and I'm talking specifically about the Greenways Commission because we just went through this last summer, where we really took a very careful, balanced look at trying to look at our guidelines and say, you know, let's have representation on this view, let's have representation from the north, let's have someone brand new or whatever. When we don't look at four of the nine appointments, really, when we only look at them in isolation, it's just, you know, a recommendation of one, it takes away from our ability to do that balance. And so what I would like to suggest is, I mean, I'm kind of in agreement that I think we need to make these appointments tonight, but I would be in favor of, by next year, either eliminating these liaisonships and or having these liaisonships become ex officio type memberships where they don't vote, they're just a reporting mechanism back to the board that we maybe don't even have to approve, okay? But I don't think in their current role they meet the spirit of what we're looking for and how we select our advisory board members.
Simeon, then Dan. Simeon, then Michelle, then Dan.
I just want to provide a bit of context for the Transportation Advisory Board, for example, and also because I'm liaison to it, and I'm glad to hear Jackie and Randy recognizing the value of having representation from other environmental and the Transportation Advisory Board. That is valuable to have that kind of representation and liaisons for the Greenways Commissions because they those boards have connections, natural connections to what the Greenways Commission represents. And I also want to preface this by pointing out that this is not because I'm in favor of one way or another way for the Greenways to go, specifically with the controversial section that is really at the heart of this. If y'all remember, I was the one who, when we looked at that, brought in or suggested we include both alternative paths as opposed to the one on the creek. So this is not because I'm ambivalent about it, and I really think it's a question for the community. But to share a bit of what the Transportation Advisory Board and how it is that it was unanimous, if y'all remember, it's been a couple of times that the Transportation Advisory Board has not elected anyone or voted for anyone to be on the Greenways Commission, and it's only finally when there's someone who has a lot of interest and passion to be on the Greenways Commission that there has been unanimous support for that. There was someone else on the Transportation Advisory Board who was interested in serving on it, but at the time did not bring herself to be noticed by the commission because she felt, you know, there's a lot of energy from the person we're considering tonight. All this to say that if our intention to have a representative on the Greenways Commission from the Transportation Advisory Board and the Environmental Advisory Board is for there to be a true liaison and representation from those boards, it is in my opinion and from the context and what I understand from the dynamics that are happening on the Transportation Advisory Board, that we should postpone assigning anyone from the Transportation Advisory Board to the Greenways Commission, because I feel, and for the same reason that I was wary of assigning this person to the Transportation Advisory Board, even though the experience so far has been great, this person has been a great contributor to the group, there's an obvious sense that anything that was relating to the Greenways, there's a priori position. And for that reason, I don't think this is the appropriate person to be a liaison on the Greenways Commission. I think it would be more true to the sentiment behind having representatives on the Greenways Commission, to have someone who is not so clearly set on a position for the, that position.
Excuse me.
Michelle.
I think Michelle and then
Dan. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I said it the wrong order at one point, but
it's Michelle okay. And then Dan. This is not really a question. It's just a curiosity about in our packet, the recommendation from TAB was unanimous, but the recommendation from EAB wasn't. And in fact, there were three abstentions to the vote, but five people were there. And I'm curious about that. And, you know, I wasn't on the board in the summer when this discussion happened. I was sitting over there. But from what I understand and know, it seems like there's been a fair amount of rigidity around what people believe on the Greenways Commission. And I'm not sure, and I'm not saying this is a judgment, I'm not sure how much work has gotten done as a result of that. And so I'm not clear whether we need to appoint these people now or not. I just think we need to be mindful of the intention of what the commission is. And I also feel like we need to understand why we're treating this differently than any other advisory board that we have currently. Like, so I'm curious about that as well. And moving forward, would like us to talk about a different process. Do we treat this the same as the other advisory boards? Do we treat this differently? And if so, being really clear and verbal and vocal about why we're doing that.
I'd be interested to know about what other advisory boards we have that have this liationship type.
They don't.
Type relationship, but
and it came out
Dan
of this
is
board.
Dan's next in the queue.
Right. Well, we have. You know, we just talked about that. We have an art center rep, but that's the art center. On the other hand, you know, like on ESC, you know, we have a business owner seat. You know, obviously that doesn't. It's not exactly analogous, but you know, we appoint someone who's a business owner, just as you know, we could appoint someone who has a transportation interest or a particular environmental interest. It doesn't have to be a board member to bring those ideas forward. But the point I wanted to make was partly following on, actually following on all three people who spoke before me, because I have something to say in regard to each. Because, you know, part of my concern has to do with what Lydia said about what we tried to do with the appointments last summer and to create a new kind of governance on the Greenways Commission. And when I called Seth a couple weeks ago, because I was really interested in what the discussion was on TAB, and he basically confirmed what Sam just told us. And I asked him very specifically, well, did you know that the TAB members know that Linda Hogg had applied directly to be on Greenways as her first choice, and that the board of aldermen chose not to appoint her. And he replied that, you know, no, they did not know that. So I think, you know, partly I think that, you know, part of my concern is, you know, the advisory boards don't necessarily have all the information. You know, that information might have changed, it might have at least raised a question of, like, in Seth's mind, you know, should he get some, you know, sense of from the board or directly from Sammy on that point. But also what Sammy is recounting is that there we've really been, or some of us have been, I think, overstating the power of these recommendations, because, you know, the reason Linda's name is there is because she's enthusiastic, and that the other person who was interested sort of deferred to that enthusiasm. And for us to interpret it as, you know, a strong recommendation of the board, I don't think speaks to the facts. This is even more the case with the EAB, which Michelle was asking about. I don't know if anyone else spoke to Jeff about this, because when I looked at the minutes and I saw there were three abstentions, and so that basically out of six members, you know, we have two supporting this designee, you know, and obviously that's the majority of the vote, but it's a small minority of those present. And that raised a question for me, why were there so many abstentions? So I called him, and he said to me, well, one person who abstained was Bruce Sinclair, who was just being a nice guy. Now, if Bruce had wanted to promote his own candidacy more aggressively and had voted against Rob, then there would have been a tie vote. And, you know, but Bruce didn't do that. Another abstention was someone who felt they were new to the board and couldn't decide between the two. And the other abstention was someone who thought that they shouldn't vote at all and should do it by lot or something like that. So again, this is, you know, a really weak recommendation, and to feel like we as the governing body of the town is bound by these two I votes out of six present, I just think there's really something wrong with that process.
Let me just ask a procedural question. I mean, at what level, if there are six people present for a meeting and only two people vote in favor of the motion, at what level has it passed?
Well, unless the ordinance specifically provides, as does the statute for this board, that if you don't vote on an issue and if you're not excused, you can count as an affirmative vote. Mm-hmm. That obviously doesn't apply to all these subsidiary boards. There may be some among the many boards that we have where we provided by ordinance for a similar process, but I'm sure it's not applicable to that particular board. I don't believe it is. So in other words, if you've got a quorum, but excuse me, but you don't get a majority of those four people have abstained or just don't vote or whatever, then you don't. It doesn't pass. I mean, you know, if you're quorum, you'd have to get got six people there and four people abstained, it doesn't pass.
So
this one does.
So the EAB isn't valid.
Perhaps. I mean, I guess depending on exactly what it says, but. Which of you wants to go first? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to come behind what was said. I didn't want it to be left right where it was. Michelle and I, you know, switched seats at the time of the vote on the Environmental Advisory Board. But I had been there two other times when they didn't quite have enough numbers present to vote, but I was there for discussion. And Rob Crook, the reason he was favored by the folks who were there in the discussion was because he was a forester. And they felt like a forester was a natural fit for the Greenway Commission. And that's, you know, the last meeting I went to in early December, that was the discussion that took place. So I don't want that left out of the discussion here. It, you know, they might not have had the numbers, but they certainly understood the rationale.
Well, and this is why there's a problem with this whole procedure, because you have one version, and I heard from Jeff a different version.
Jackie and then me.
We periodically in this town have put together work groups that have representatives from different advisory boards and the Board of Aldermen running. For instance, when we were putting together the facilitated small area plan, there were representatives on the steering committee for that of various groups. I think there have been a couple other cases where it was a large kind of all-encompassing issue, and so there were, I think maybe the master plan for recreation and parks had some planning board people on it and would have had some environmental advisory board people on it had we had an environmental advisory board at that point. So there are very rare instances where we ask for that and it makes sense. When the Greenways Commission was formulated, it made sense at that point because it was kind of a widespread undertaking that touched on all these different areas to make sure that we had expertise from our citizens' boards appointed to that. And so that is how that happened. We may have reached a point where that is no longer or will soon not be necessary. However, right now, we have those seats still. We have not had a discussion which has led to us to believe that we do not need them. I believe we still, to some degree, need them. We have asked advisory boards to make appointments, to make recommendations. They have done so. I'm very much in favor of supporting the recommendations as they stand. I know there are wildly different opinions on the Greenway, but believe me, I sat through that for several years. I think that is calming down. We need different opinions. We need them to be expressed in a way that will lead to solutions rather than to division. I think we are getting there. But I think at this point, for us to not approve the recommendations of these two boards would further the sense of divisiveness and create a whole new scuttlebutt rather than our saying, we ask you for appointments, these are the people you're recommending, therefore those are the people that we're appointing. I think it's perfectly fine for us in a couple months or somewhere when we can get it on the agenda to revisit the makeup of the Greenways Commission and if that is still what we wanted. But as of now, this is how it's functioning, and these are the people who have been recommended. I think they are both good people. I think they bring good stuff to the table. And when this discussion's finished, I'm going to put forth a motion to that effect.
It's me and then Lydia and then Sammy. I think, you know, I guess the problem I'm having is that at some level this is sort of a tempest in a teapot. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think, I think the Greenways Commission has been extremely useful, and it's been helpful to have their perspective, and to the extent that they've kind of looked into a variety of issues that go well beyond just the question of sections 3 and 4 of the Bowling Creek Greenway. The question I have at this point is whether there is value to really having a Greenways Commission beyond this point or beyond some point in the near future. You know, in Chapel Hill, they have a standing Greenways Commission. It's a much larger town. It's about 3 times our size. They have Chapel Hill has a much larger town staff, and they have a much more extensive Greenways plan than our town does. I just want to throw out there the question of, you know, at what point, whether a point will come where we don't necessarily need to have a Greenways mm-hmm. Commission for the future. And I think that point is not very far off in the future. That said, I also think there was a lot of careful thought that went into the composition of the appointments in the last Greenways Commission appointment process. And I feel like there are certain people who've attempted a kind of end run here around what the Board of Aldermen decided last year about how to compose the Greenways Commission, and which is, you know, on the one hand, we say as an attorney, I really admire the creativity of those who tried to find a way to do indirectly that which you cannot do directly. But on the other hand, as a resident of Carrboro, it gives me some concern. And I think that, you know, it's important for there to be representation from people who live near Bowling Creek and who live in the vicinity of some of the proposed trail alignments.
but I also think it's important for there to be a significant representation from the rest of our community as well. The rest of the people who would potentially, who either do use or would potentially use that trail. And so it just, it gives me a concern that, you know, both people we're talking about have a very fixed position on this issue, and both the people we're talking about have live, you know, very close to the proposed trail alignment. It seems to me that one of them has a clear recommendation from the advisory board that she's a member of, and the other has a kind of, frankly, kind of ambiguous level of recommendation from his advisory board. So it would seem reasonable to me to kind of strike a compromise between the two and go ahead and approve the appointment of the one person who clearly had a recommendation from the advisory board that she's a member of, and maybe withhold judgment on the other question, the question of the other seat, until we've maybe had more of an opportunity to hear from the entire advisory board in question.
Okay.
Lydia and Sammy, and then somebody, for the love of God, make a motion.
I will.
Right. I was just going to ask if Jackie would maybe entertain the idea with her motion, or if others would be supportive of it, that if we appoint, you know, one or both at this time, that we just go ahead and say, you know, next January these four liaison seats will expire, and we only have five on the Greenways Commission. Or I don't think we want to go to the alternative yet of disbanding the commission, although we could reconsider that. But I wouldn't have a need to revisit this again sometime this year. I think that we've made some good arguments here as to why we might not want to continue to put our boards in the position of trying to figure out who can be the liaison. And we're also talking about narrowing the scope of this group. And so that would be my suggestion, too.
So
if possible, have the motion include that.
Can you give me that in a phrase?
It would be just to move the appointment of, I guess, the TAB rep.
Right.
And also to recommend that the four appointments from our liaison commit groups, the Greenways Commission, the TAB, the EAB, Parks and Rec, and the Planning Board, that all four of those positions basically expire.
In
January
13th, okay.
Or, you know, 2013.
Next year.
Okay.
Sammy. So for me, it's not the issue of whether we have representation from these boards on the Greenways Commission or not, but rather that the representation be reflective of the boards that are liaison to the Greenways Commission. In other words, that the person from the Transportation Advisory Board be truly a liaison and not have an a priori position. And I think that both Randy and Jackie recognize that, and for me it also is problematic to share with the board the nature of why it was a unanimous decision, and the board to continue to just recognize that there was a majority vote from this commission without recognizing what I bring as liaison to this board as for what that vote was really about. It was the fact that from the Transportation Advisory Board, there hasn't been much enthusiasm for anyone, for that matter, to be on the Greenways Commission. So it would be disingenuous to say this is a majority vote from the Transportation Advisory Board without taking into account what I'm telling y'all. As for the question that Mark is making, the point he's making about disbanding eventually this commission, I'm very much in favor of doing that eventually. One of the commissions I'm hoping to have us eventually, hopefully soon, see is one that can deal with climate change, which is, you know, the most urgent issue we have, and, you know, historically that the humanity's ever seen. And we haven't moved since I've been on the board, and we have a resolution speaking to that. And part of it's been because we don't have enough staff to staff such a commission. So I think that climate change is way more pressing of an issue. So as soon as either we disband or find an alternative way to create such a commission, you know, I'm all for that. But for those two reasons, and it's nothing to do with Linda, anything personal. It's just the reality and the intention behind having liaisons from Transportation Advisory Board and Environmental Advisory Board to the Greenways Commission. The intention is that there be an actual representation and that there not be a priori positions for that. So for that reason, I cannot support the Transportation Advisory Board.
The motion I'm going to make.
Randy, and then
I have one Randy. Point of clarification. When Jackie and I were designing the seats with staff for the Greenway Commission, other advisory boards were not initially on it. That morphed over time because we had originally created seats for school representatives and for different neighborhood areas, and it came from this board to, you know, as recommendations that came from this board to, well, why don't we have a more integrated approach with the Greenways Commission to maybe create that kind of balance and create the kind of dialogue back and forth. So I just want to make that point because I don't, you know, we labored long and hard and we weren't thinking about advisory boards representing, we were thinking about community and various stakeholders in the community. So I just want to clarify that the, you know, whether we dismantle that part of it is fine with me because that wasn't the original intent. I think that really muddied things up and I have no problem doing that. I also want to clarify that when we originally designed the Greenways Commission, it was to, when the greenways were complete, when the greenway plan is complete, it's, you know, it sunsets and will come under the Recs and Park, and that was always in the planning. So I want to make sure that everyone's aware that that's the way we were operating.
Okay.
All right. We have one motion from Lydia, which I've not heard a second.
Well, no, I told Jackie. No. That I suggested.
Okay, I'm just saying I haven't heard a second.
Well, no, she what she was doing was giving me an add-on to a motion that she thought I was going to make.
All right.
Okay. Do we need a clarification?
Well, make a motion.
But wait, but Mark also made a recommendation about the EAB's recommendation go back until they.
Well,
do we want to include that or not?
Well,
just make a motion.
Jackie, you have the floor.
Okay. I have the floor.
Make
thank you. So the Greenways seems to be the gift that keeps on giving to this board, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I would like to move that this evening we appoint Linda Hawk as the TAB representative to the Greenways Commission, and that next January all four of the liaison positions to the Greenway Commission expire, and that within the next year we have on our agenda a discussion about the future of the Greenways Commission in keeping with Mark's concerns, and that at this time, until we get further clarification, we do not make an EAB appointment.
All right. Well, surely there must be a second to that motion.
Well, I would like to, no, I'm concerned that we're coupling a couple things that, you know, I'm not comfortable making a decision now for next January about the Greenways Commission because we already stem back on how many meetings the Greenway Commission will have. So I'm really not comfortable having a knee-jerk reaction, and that's exactly what we're doing here. If we're making a decision about appointments, that's one thing, but the decision about the Greenway Commission in general, I think that's another discussion. I hate that we're coupling that with this.
Well, the Greenways discussion is not a discussion with a decision. It's a discussion that this motion says we will have.
Okay. Is there a second to Jackie's motion? All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further debate on that motion? If not, all those in favor of Jackie's motion, which just to be clear, we'll go ahead and appoint Linda Hawk as TAB liaison, and we'll leave open the question of who the EAB liaison will be, and we'll call for an end to these liaisonships in January and a discussion sometime later this year of the future of the Greenways Commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
The matter passes 5-2. All those in favor signify. Oh, but you already did that part. The matter passes 5-2.
I heard that too. I'll second
that. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
You can, yeah.
You can ask. Whether you can answer is a different question.
I answer. The motion has that the.
Hold on.
Randy, were you a no?
No, she didn't say anything, so that counts as
a no. No, I voted.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, it's an aye, yes.
Kathy?
The liaisonships will expire in January. Do you mean that they will be removed from the Greenways Commission?
There will no longer be liaisons as of.
Right. So I shouldn't ask them to reapply in December.
Correct.
Yeah, those seats will.
Yeah.
And we'll need a town code amendment.
In 2013.
And I'll assume that's as of the end of January of 2013.
13.
All right.
Thank you.
One more thing on this subject before we move on.
Yes.
There is an agenda item tentatively scheduled for April 10th to review advisory board guidelines, appointments, et cetera. And if you'd like, we can couple this issue.
No, I think it's a standalone. No?
Well, let's. I think the board will. Board will give our next town manager advice about that matter, I think.
Could I, Mr. Mayor, could I, let me just correct real quick.
It's an interesting question to contemplate. Let me just put it that way.
So they said in response to Alderman Cohen's question, I think the answer to your question as to what happens when you've got six members present out of a seven-person board and two and four abstain is going to depend upon the particular board. Like with the TAB, it says all motions you require a quorum and they shall be passed by a majority of those present and voting. Mm-hmm. Some other commissions don't have that language, so it's a little bit unclear. But you know, for most of these boards, they're just advisory anyway, so that you take what you will from two votes out of six. You know, so
I think we just did.
Okay, I just don't want to leave that open. And you were requesting an amendment for the Arts Committee.
Yeah.
Is that something you want me to draft?
Go ahead. If you feel that you can do it tonight, that would be great.
I won't be able. Part of it's easy, and the part that's complicated is you've got staggered terms. You've got a nine-person board right now. You've got three staggered terms, and so it gets.
Bring it back to us.
I'll just bring it back at your leisure.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. I believe that brings us to item D3 on the revolving loans.
Item D3 is consideration of request to update the criteria.